taste of what you'll hear this Friday night at the Frauenthal. Details are coming up. The Eagles and Take It Easy.
The gang may be waving the flag that began with a mystical and hip hooray. The American way, the world is a stage. The stage is a world of entertainment.
Indeed, it is. And we have a special guest in the WGHN studio, general manager for the Frauenthal Theater. So happy to have you here. It is Heather Hansen. How are you?
I'm great this morning. How are you?
I am well. Am I saying it correctly? Say it for me.
So it's Frauenthal.
Frau.
So it's German. Frau. Frauenthal.
Frauenthal.
Yes.
Frauenthal. What a beautiful place. And I've been there several times. My daughter's commencement was held there, but it is such an incredible place, and you have so much going on. So I just played some Eagles. Coming up this Friday night, Moxie Events presents Out of Eden, a tribute to the Eagles. What is that all about?
Yeah, exactly. That is a great group. They're out of Ohio. Mm-hmm. They're going to come in, and they're going to play all of the best Eagles hits for us.
Very cool.
Yes, it'll be a great show.
How long have you been there?
So I've been working for the Frauenthal since 2009.
That's a long time.
It is, yes.
That's a long time. And, you know, Muskegon has, of course, the Muskegon Civic Theater, which performs in the Beardsley Theater. Am I correct on that?
Well, so Muskegon Civic Theater, they are a community partner with us. They perform mainly in the Beardsley Theater,
okay,
which is our small community theater.
Mm-hmm.
But they do perform a spring musical and a black box production in our Frauenthal Theater
in
as well.
In the Frauenthal,
yes,
as well. And you have behind-the-scene tours as well.
We do. If you have ever been in the theater and thought, I want to get up into the dome.
Oh, yeah.
This is your opportunity to do that.
Really?
So, yes, you can get a ticket and do a behind the scenes tour with our world famous Tyler Dorman. He gives a great history tour, so that's a fun one.
Very, very cool. And then the Civic Theater will present Dracula, a comedy of terrors. That's the 10th through Saturday, the 25th. People,
yes,
can go to frauenthal.org.
Yeah.
Echoes of Pink Floyd is coming up on Saturday, the 11th. I mean, it's one thing after the other.
It is. We have a ton going on just north of the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of entertainment options. There's always something going on at the Frauenthal.
Yeah, there sure is. And then let's talk a little bit about the ballroom. What's that all about?
Okay, so we actually have three different event rental venues in our facility. The ballroom is one of them.
Uh-huh.
We also have our reception gallery. That space actually just underwent a $1.2 million renovation earlier this year.
Wow.
Yes, we added on a deck that overlooks Western Avenue. And then we have our Frau Lounge, which is another small rental space that accommodates up to 125 people.
Very, very cool.
Yeah, so we really are the community's gathering place.
My gosh, you are. There is so much happening, and it's such a beautiful theater. How lucky are we to have that?
Oh, so lucky. Yes, if you didn't know, there used to be 18 theaters in downtown Muskegon.
Well, it was a theater,
yes,
play. It was Summer Stock,
yes,
right?
Yes, it was.
I can't remember his name. Help me out.
Oh, Buster Keaton.
Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. We just had the Buster Keaton Film Festival last Saturday.
Yeah, how cool.
Yes, but we are very lucky. We're the last theater standing still in downtown Muskegon.
Wow, that says a lot.
It does.
What is a typical day like for someone like you, a general manager of a theater,
goodness,
like that?
We have a very small team, and we have a lot going on.
Okay.
But my main role is really working with rental clients. Probably 70% of the shows that we have at the Frauenthal are rentals.
Okay.
And then I'm also working to book our own series as well. So, like, at the end of the month, we have Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. It's their farewell tour. So they're coming in, and that's a show that we're presenting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And you also have movies, Beetlejuice.
We do.
Yeah.
So our Free Family Movie Day series, it's a great...
It's free?
Free. Free for everybody, not just kids, but the whole family. It's free once a month, September through May. We show a free movie. We also do fun things with it. So this month, Beetlejuice, we're going to have a costume contest. So people have a ton of fun with that, and they go all out with their costumes.
I love this. Coming up,
yes,
in November, Moxie Events will present the best of Bon Jovi in Journey. How,
yep,
cool is that? West Michigan Symphony will be performing on the 14th, of,
yes,
course.
They are another community partner of ours.
Okay, wonderful.
Yes.
And as you get closer to the holiday, then I know you guys have the singing tree with the Mona Shores Choir,
oh,
right?
Oh, yes. America's tallest singing Christmas,
yes,
tree is at the theater every year, and that's Mona Shores Choir.
Can you rent out the theater itself, the Frog, itself?
Yes, absolutely. It's
for a wedding?
It is. It's a destination place. I tell you what, we have clients that come from California, Chicago, because it is a beautiful, unique wedding venue, and it's very affordable when you're comparing it to California and Chicago prices.
Very cool. Tell me a little bit about is it Backdoor Alley?
Okay,
Presents?
So our Alley Door Club. Alley Door Club. We are celebrating our 20th season coming up in February.
Okay.
So that is a live music series held on Friday evenings. It has always been held in our ballroom, but this year we're changing it up, and it's going to be held in our newly renovated reception gallery.
Very nice.
Yes, and we're going to open up with a big party, cake, champagne with Big Daddy Fox.
Very cool. How much are tickets for a show like that?
Oh, that's $15.
And that's pretty reasonable if you
it
ask
is.
Me.
Yes, and one fun thing too, I know we do fresh popped popcorn as well, so that's kind of a fun little treat during our Alley Door series.
I've seen shows with the Alley Door.
Yes.
Really, really cool.
Yeah.
So much cool stuff happening. If people wanted to, you know, Ottawa County is a very generous community. You know that. You live here.
Yes.
And sometimes all you have to do really is just ask.
Yes.
You know, look, the Frog, they need some help. How can people help you guys?
Oh, my goodness. Well, first and foremost, purchase a ticket.
Yeah.
Support the shows that are coming. Support the clients that are renting our space.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, if you want to help us, you can go to frauenthal.org, and there is a donate button that will definitely help, help support our operations.
Sure, sure. Do you guys sell any swag or anything? I would love a sweatshirt.
Oh my gosh, swag is an interesting thing. We don't have any clothes, but we do have stickers that you can purchase when you're at the theater.
Wonderful. Put it on your car or wherever you want to put it, whatever
notebook,
it is you want to do.
Water bottle. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very cool. Very, very cool. I would love to take a tour. How long does the tour last?
Oh, our history tours are about an hour and a half.
Oh, that's a nice chunk of time there. You probably learn a lot. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
So because you work for the Frauenthal Center, do you do any theater yourself? Are you a theater person?
I am not.
Oh, you're not.
Definitely
okay.
not. I'm more of a behind the stage type of girl.
Okay.
We do have many of our team members are a part of local theater groups, both on stage and off.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's definitely passion for most of us that work for the theater.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It really, really is. Is there anything else we need to know about the center?
Oh, goodness.
I mean, there's so much going on.
I don't know if I
can keep track.
I would say just check out our website.
Yeah.
We would love to see you. There's always something going on, so check our website for what's coming up this weekend.
Yeah, you know it. I mean, just always something going on. Like you said, Sunday, a free movie, Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
And I love that there's going to be like a little costume contest and that kind of thing. And of course, a tribute to the Eagles, Moxie Events Presents Out of Eden. How long is a show like that?
Oh, I would say they're all approximately 2 hours.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes.
And how much are tickets for something like that?
Out of Eden, those start at $46.50.
Okay, I got it right here on the website.
Yes.
I'll make sure that I put links to everything in the interview, but I've learned a lot. And I'll tell you, one of these days, I just want to walk on that stage and belt out a tune.
Yes. Hey, you call me. Come by anytime. I would love to give you a tour.
That?
Totally.
I would love that.
Yes, next time you're in Muskegon, let me know.
The Frauenthal.
Yes.
Did I say that right?
Frauenthal.
Frauenthal. And I've been to Germany, the Frauenthal Theater.
Yes, there you go. You nailed it.
You guys should get some swag and some Christmas ornaments, maybe. That's a
thought.
Yeah,
definitely.
Wouldn't that be cool?
I think that would be wonderful, yes.
So you've got a busy day today, do you?
We do, yeah. I guess probably, are you interested at all? Are you a Swiftie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, hello. Raising my hand. Lady.
Okay. Yes. I mean, I'm obsessed right now with Life of the Showgirl.
Hello.
I didn't get tickets to the Eras Tour, but I'm excited for one of our upcoming shows in December, which is DJ Swiftie.
Yeah.
So he's a DJ that's going to play EDM versions of Taylor Swift music. So we're going to dress up in our favorite Taylor Swift Eras gear, bring our friendship bracelets, and we're going to celebrate on December 12th, the kickoff to Taylor's birthday weekend, with a dance party at the Frauenthal. So I'm super excited to bring my girls to that. I've got two teenage girls.
You do have two teenage girls?
Do,
oh,
yes.
Gosh.
Yeah, so that's going to be a blast. So far, so good.
How old are they?
They're both 17.
Twins.
Yes.
Okay, I'm a mom of twins.
Oh, are you?
And mine are 27 now.
Okay, amazing.
It gets easier.
Okay.
It gets, and I'll tell you what, it's so amazing to see how they kind of separate and go on their own paths because they need to do that, right?
Yep.
Then in their 20s, they kind of come back together again.
Yes.
It's a cool thing. Well, we have a lot in common, Heather. We really do. General Manager from the Frauenthal Center. I will put this interview up on our podcast section. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
This is 92.1 WGHN. You're listening to Good Morning Grand Haven.